The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Hear God's holy word as it is recorded for this morning's devotion in John 6. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, he the living bread from heaven. We thank you that we have tasted your goodness and friendliness, your grace and mercy, your peace, your forgiveness, and life everlasting. Now we ask you, grant us your Holy Spirit in richest measure, that we will be strengthened in our faith and trust in him. He, our Lord and our God alone. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we hear of these people looking for Jesus and finding him for all sorts of reasons. It reminds of that quote which I used a number of months ago, where Lieutenant Daniel Taylor asks, "Have you found Jesus yet, Gump?" And Forrest Gump answers him, "I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir." Pastor Horst Nickisch asked me once, and he wrote that into a book which he gave to me when I finished my advanced course, "Wilhelm, are you looking for Jesus? Well, don't worry, he'll find you." This is very comforting, because just like these people here, they are looking for Jesus. They find him, but Jesus shows them very much that they do not take him for what he is. They see him as a means to an end. They think he is the one who can feed them even there in the desert, like he did with those 5,000 people. And that with him on their side, they would be well taken care of. He is a means to a sustainable future. He is somebody who could guarantee their careless life. He is the one whom having him as friend would make their lives easy. Well, Jesus is much more than that. And he wants to lead them that they see him for what he is. He shows them and tells them that it is the aim of his mission here on earth that they recognize him for whom he is, namely the Son of the Father in heaven, that he and the Father are one, and that there is no other way to the Father, to the living God, then through him, because he is the truth, the life, and the way there. The problem with these people is that they do not only do not know Jesus, but they think it all depends on them. They say, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Because they still are in this old framework of doing things themselves. They do not know that they cannot come to Jesus Christ or to the living God on their own, because they are lost. They are, in the true sense, dependent on Jesus Christ for salvation. Jesus says it in these words, it is the work of the Father that you believe in him whom he has sent. It's God's gift to us people that he calls us by his word. Even as young children, as infants, he calls and does not want us to hinder them who come as children, for theirs is the kingdom of God. He does not stop an old man like Nicodemus to come to him even at night. He doesn't stop Mary from sitting at his feet, although there is so much to do outside, because she's chosen the best part. Because Jesus is the one whom it is all about. That we find him, that we trust him, that we listen to him, because he reveals to us the heart of the Father. He reveals to us why he feeds them in the desert, so that they realize there's nothing he cannot do, that he can take good care of them even in the worst of times, even there when the storm hits the boat on the lake and they are fearing that they will lose their life. But Jesus said, why are you so timid? Have you got no faith yet? What faith? The trust, the confidence that being with Jesus, nothing can pull them from the hand of the Father. This is the trust, this is the faith he wants in all of us. To have it, whether we are out in the desert or in the thick of things, always he wants us to be assured that being with him, we have life and salvation. He has given his life for that as a testament. He has given us his very body and blood to eat and to drink, so that we might believe this is not just empty words, but words filled with life and goodness and kindness, divine goodness, medicine against death, pharmakon athanasian, we learned last week in the catechesis class. Yes, your father ate the manna in the wilderness and they passed away, but he who eats and believes in the one whom the Father has sent shall live forever. They want this bread, of course. And Jesus says, it is I. I am this bread. He who was born in Bethlehem, the city of bread, there where the life of God came into this world. He is the one who draws us near, whether we are now far away or close by. And he shows us the sun and says, this is the one. Listen to him, because he's got words of life everlasting. And that is why also in this week we will give close attention to what he says. We trust his testaments and we depend on what he has entrusted to us. Because he is the one who also says, as the Father sent me, so I sent you. And you also are sent to spread this life-giving word, to share this bread of life, to have many more fed. Because even with those 5,000, there were 12 baskets left over. And you too know that you can't use up all the grace and wisdom and life which God has given for you. There is much more to share, be it with your children, be it with your spouse, be it with those across the road or who you meet this week. But of course, it is therefore vital that you know the words of the Lord, which he has spoken, these words of life, so that when somebody asks you of the hope which is in you, you will be able to answer well and in such a way that it is well spiced with salt, sharing this life with God and his people, now and always. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.